Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, we're back on a Wednesday. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 11 week rolls on. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike? Doing pretty good. Listen, it's a Wednesday. Yesterday was not very good. Last night, meaning, for the fightings.
No.
We'll make it through. Excited about your top 11 list today.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to get to that.
The real one.
Jackie Baseball, I'm going to just say this.
Here we go.
A line has been drawn in the sand in the clubhouse. Let's figure out which side of the line we're on. Holla at your boy.
Spike already getting heat early for his top 11 list that has not come out yet.
Yeah, that was outrageous. We're sitting here in our common area or whatever, and there was one, you know, one of our great Odyssey partners was there, and he looks over to me. He's like, hey, your top 11 list sucked. I haven't even given it yet.
They know.
I haven't even given it yet.
That was awesome.
And when I said that, he still wanted to argue with me about it. I was like, I legitimately do not... Do not credit me with the cameras list.
My initial thought was, hold on. He saw the list already?
No.
I'm like, I didn't see the list.
Well, not.
And then you guys both left. I was still standing there,
yeah.
Like, you know, listening.
Yeah.
And he's like, under his breath, he was talking to his buddy. He's like, he won Super Bowl MVP, and this guy is still... It was so funny.
Love it, man.
Well, it is a big show as top 11 week continues. At 2:30, we will reveal from the official list number 7 and 6. And what I can tell you about this is that when we reveal 7 and 6, all this sudden, it's going to be a little bit more about who is where and less about who is on the list, because you'll be able to figure that out. So that happens at 2:30. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Of course, we'll talk to him about the Castellano situation. Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. Talk about his list. Oh my God, I reveal mine at 4. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. It's almost too much show for one 4-hour period. Ike.
Yes.
I think we have to start with the Castellanos, Rob Thompson situation. This broke during the show yesterday that Rob Thompson pulls Nick Castellanos from yesterday's game because of something he said, or sat him, he didn't start, something he said when he got pulled out of Monday night's game for a defensive replacement. We don't know what he said. We do know that Thompson said it was because of something he said that crossed the line, and Nick Castellanos' response was, at best, a little chilly, right? He said, you know, this is my punishment, I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, is there a chance that this blows up in the Phillies' faces? Like, with a night to sleep on it and think about it, is there a chance that this ends up not working?
Sure. I mean, when you say not working, do you mean that this doesn't lead to them?
Maybe it submarines it. Like, maybe Castellanos is like, screw this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, does it have the opposite effect, I guess, of what Thompson was trying to do?
All right, so here's how I would answer this question, because I don't think it's as simple as answering it in a straightforward black and white fashion. There are more tentacles to this thing. And I think there's a message being sent to Castellanos that his behavior after a managerial decision in the clubhouse was unacceptable and disrespectful to some degree. When you push a mild-tempered man like Rob Thompson to make this type of move, and to actually, they didn't go into details about it, but he gave us enough detail to know he could have very easily said it was a scheduled day off, but they knew that that wouldn't have passed. They knew that stuff wouldn't have passed.
Yep.
This guy doesn't take days off, so he wants to play every day. So I think part of it was a message to him, and then also a part of it is a message to the rest of his team, right? Whether it's indirectly or directly, that this type of behavior, if I decide to make a decision that I think is in the best interest of this team and trying to win, whether you publicly or vocally support it or not, as a team member, you support the decision and move along, right? And it may work out, it may not work out, but what you won't do is disrespect me in front of this team, or disrespect a teammate, if that's what it was.
Yeah, we don't know what he said.
We don't know exactly what it was, or disrespect another teammate, if that's what he did. So here's what I'll say to that, Spike. If this results in the clubhouse being more fractured and somehow this team craters from this, I'll still give Rob Thompson a pat on the back for this move because I don't care. I think the principle is more important than sparing Castellanos' feelings. Because quite frankly, for Castellanos, his feelings has been spared for like 2.5 years here.
That is fair.
His feelings have been spared, right? So Rob Thompson has gone out of his way to support the player and be a player's manager. This is something he's doing like he's done all year long, whether it's sit Bohm, whether it's move Bohm down in the lineup, whether it's move Stott down in the lineup, whether, you know, Kyle Schwarber, you know, doesn't get the bat in his most desired spot. Like, he's had to make tough decisions, moving Romano out from being the closer and putting Kirkering in. Like, he's had to do that stuff this year, and I'm applauding him for that because for years I criticized him for that. I'm not going to now, when he makes a tough decision, not back him. I back him in this, and if it costs us, so be it. I think him as a manager has to have certain boundaries that he can't compromise for his players. And for this manager, who's done nothing but compromise, I believe, and for the benefit of his players for 2 years, this was something, in my opinion, that he must have been pushed to do because it was that egregious. So I'm okay with it.
You know, speaking of being pushed to do, Jack, Scott Fransky talked a little bit about the decision last night, and here's what he said.
I can tell you that the idea of taking him out of the game defensively, I can almost assure you that Rob Thompson would not do that on the fly without talking to Nick about that first. Nick is an everyday player who plays every inning of every game and loves to do so. And Rob understands that wholeheartedly and loves that about Nick and respects that a great deal about Nick. It definitely wasn't a surprise to Nick when it was put in motion last night. He knew that it was coming. Take that for what it is.
Now, when he said he knew that it was coming, does he mean not starting or being pulled during the game?
I think pulled during the game.
Okay.
So they've had conversations about late in the game, this is something I'm going to have to start doing.
Right. And by the way, 215-592-9494, do you think there's a chance this could blow up the Phillies season? I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes it's just one thing. And you look back, sometimes it's a bye week that saves your season, right? Sometimes it's a wide receiver saying something about a quarterback and defensive end going on a radio show and airing dirty laundry all over the place. By the way, that could have gone a different way too. The entire AJ, Jalen, Brandon Graham thing, that could have gone a different way too. So I look at this, and on one end, Ike, I agree with you. Like, we have begged Rob Thompson to draw to your the thing that you said earlier, draw lines in the sand and be tougher with these guys and set sort of rules. On the other side, I think about it like he's never been this guy. Like, and if I'm Nick Castellanos, and I have played for this guy for 3 years, and never has anybody been, you know, there's no way it's the first snide comment made in the dugout. And I want to say, by the way, if it comes out what Nick Castellanos said is obviously unacceptable, then, you know, then it is what it is. But we, at this point, we don't know what he said.
Right.
There's, we've all been around clubhouses and locker rooms, and there's a lot of awful stuff said in clubhouses and locker rooms and dugouts.
And players firing back at a manager or coach isn't, that's happened. But it happens.
We saw Jalen Carter screaming at Nick Sirianni or laughing in his face earlier.
Yeah.
You know, so
it happens.
So I start thinking about, like, was this the time and was this the place? Like, was first of all, pulling him late in a game, was pulling him in Miami in front of his family, in a game that you're probably going to win anyway. Like, this is not the playoffs. It's not a game to get into it's not a game to clinch the division or anything like that. It's a game in Miami in the middle of the season. And he doesn't normally do stuff like this. And then to pull him from the lineup, by the way, publicly say, and I know they're sort of left no choice in saying what happened because people know that Castellanos doesn't just get days off. They can't hide behind it. Like, publicly embarrassing him, again, I agree that at some point Rob Thompson has to lay down the law and has to stand up for himself. What makes me worried is that because he's never done it before, that all of a sudden the players don't know what the rules are and don't know who this guy is and don't know what they're allowed to get away with. And you're in a situation with, this is not a guy that's super valuable, by the way. So if this goes the wrong way and you're heading into a trade deadline where you need to make two additions to the team, all of a sudden you're like, well, do I need another right fielder? And if I got to get off this guy's contract, this is going to cost them to get off his contract. This is not a contract that other teams are excited to take on.
Not Rafi Devers?
No. And by the way, even Devers' contract people were laughing at the Red Sox. And Devers is a guy who is incredibly productive. So the thing that I worry about is that all of a sudden we have a clubhouse that doesn't really know what the rules are. You pissed off one of the clubhouse leaders on the team. And if it goes the wrong way, then, you know, we were just saying yesterday, this is a team that may not have another year in this window. You've taken the final year of the window and closed it potentially. Yeah. So while I get where Thompson's coming from, I guess I would also, as a player, think, well, like, what the hell? Like, why me? Why now? Why to this extent? Why with this game? Like, why is it this one thing, this one time?
Yeah.
And why am I being treated differently than a defensive liability at shortstop and a defensive liability at first base and a defensive liability at third base? No offense.
Less errors than Lindor at shortstop.
Shut up.
Yeah. Not a defensive liability at third base. What are you talking about?
Well, okay. But when Otto Graham, Otto Kemp was there or whatever. Jack, what do you think about this whole thing? Yeah, Otto Graham.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I think it could definitely backfire. And I don't believe that this thing just going to blow over. I know that they tried to say that last night, like, yeah, they're over it now. Well, first off, Castellanos didn't sound over it.
Not last night.
It didn't seem like
yesterday. Yeah.
Because I think I would feel better if Castellanos came in and was like, hey, I was wrong. I was in the wrong here and was more remorseful. And he didn't seem that way. He was remorseful.
Yeah.
And what worries me, the only thing that worries me, I think if it was about Rob Thompson, I think this is fine. But if it was about a teammate, let's say, I know people have thrown out, maybe he was ripping Rojas. Maybe he was ripping one of these other younger players. But if he said something about, well, why don't you take Trey out of the game? Why don't you another star on the team? Then I think that's where the diversion could happen. So I hope it blows over, obviously, but I'm definitely concerned about it not blowing over.
I tell you what, if it doesn't blow over, he needs to blow his ass up out of here.
And I think they will.
Yeah, so then if that's the case, that's the case.
But what worries me about that is like, okay, now you're trading a prospect to get rid of Nick Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going into a trade deadline, you know, needing to trade for two pieces for sure. We need a bat. We need a bullpen piece. All of a sudden, you've made yourself poorer prospect-wise. Yeah. Again, like, I get where you're coming from. I wonder about the time and the place and the situation and all of that.
This is the time to do it.
You think so?
This is the best time to do it. You're still in the first half of the season. Same thing I said about hitting a batter, by the way. I'm sure you all saw it. Tatis got hit last night. They immediately hit Ohtani. Just saying.
Yep.
People believe in it. Best teams in baseball, they believe in it because it's what you do. So even if it costs you a game, the bigger picture is at stake more here. Because here's what I'll tell you. What's Rob Thompson supposed to do? He gets later in the season, and he wants to make this defensive move. He doesn't. Cassie can't get to a ball because of this. Now what? Now we're ripping Rob Thompson for leaving him out there, knowing he's a defensive liability. So the manager is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, which is why he has to have principles that he believes in and doing what's best for the team and have conviction in that. And if the player can't get on board with that and have it explained to him, he didn't embarrass Castellanos. He's not the first player to be defensively replaced late in the game. We won a World Series with a guy doing that. By the way, that guy gave you 30 and 90 every year. He gave you 30 and 90 every year.
Replaced every game in
left field. And was replaced and won the World Series with it. If this dude can't get on board with that, then he can't be here.
And the manager has to show that he has a backbone if it was about another player on the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is like trying to solve a math problem and you don't know, like, you know, one of the numbers. Like, we don't know what he said.
Sure, but if you had to bet, do you
think... Like when they use letters. I hate when they use letters.
Algebra.
In the math.
Yeah. X plus 3 equals 9.
Well,
what
that's
we
like the hardo thing they do with the Super Bowl. Like, just say it's Super Bowl 59.
Yeah. I like the Roman numerals.
In Rome.
No, yeah. We're in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you did NFL Europe, but no one cared.
Yeah.
No one cared. I forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, oh, you lost it. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
215-592-9494. Are you all right with what Rob Thompson did? And do you think there's a chance this could blow up in the Phillies' faces? Andrew in Willow Grove, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Not too much, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
What's up, Andrew? Happy Wednesday.
I do not see how anybody could be supporting Castellanos on this. I understand maybe not backing Thompson 100%. But a very important thing is Nick Castellanos has not been a great Philly his entire time here. And statistically, he's having arguably his worst season. So for him to get upset about getting pulled for a game offensively or defensively, probably not the time to make a big stink about it. But with that being said, being in Miami, I could see him getting upset about it. But he has a negative WAR, wins above replacement. That is saying that you could grab anybody off the street, put them in right field, and the Phillies will be better off for it. Right?
Well,
I think that's a very important part of this.
Yeah, but I think it is. But the fact is, you also have Nick Castellanos on the team. Like, so there is a human element of this, and I also think there's a difference between having a vet, a guy who has been in pressure situations before, a guy who is, and Jack has mentioned this before. And again, Andrew, like, I don't I guess I don't necessarily disagree, but Jack has mentioned before that Castellanos is kind of like the balls of the locker room. Like, Schwarber is the guy who keeps everyone calm, but a lot of the younger players look up to Castellanos. So again, like, you could argue that that means that Castellanos has to be more of a model citizen, but he's never been a model citizen. And we know that he's played every inning of every game. And yeah, I guess theoretically you could just replace him with but that's not really what it means. Like, replacing a negative WAR player, you still have to find a zero WAR player to replace him with. Do you see what I'm saying? Like a zero WAR player doesn't mean that they're not valuable. It just means that they are of average value. So I don't know. I think it's a little more complicated than he's not that good anyway.
Definitely more complicated, right? And I'm glad that you said team, because if he is one of these leaders, and as Jack said, he, you know, brought up Trey Turner or someone else, he's the one drawing the line, right? Thompson's not the one picking sides or drawing a line in the locker room. That's toxic, right? We understand this is not going to be the Phillies at 100% that are going to cruise in like a warship to the World Series, right? They're going to need to make some moves. Everybody's going to have to perform. They're going to have to be greater than the sum of their parts. And if you're drawing lines, I don't care who you are, you need to be benched for the day.
Well, yep. And the only other question I'd raise, and I agree with you, is, has this happened before, and has he gotten away with it before? And have other players gotten away with it before? Because the other question in this is, when all of a sudden the teacher that you have or the boss that you have, who's just one of the guys, comes to work one day and says, hey, that thing that you've done four times to me, well, it doesn't fly this time.
Yeah, like
you're
when
suspended
you were the PD.
I never did that as a PD.
There was days.
Everybody knew exactly where I stood, including you, Fritz.
Nah. Every day, you know, one of the guys spike, and then all of a sudden you say one thing wrong, dead. Yeah. You kidding me?
But you knew that about me.
Yeah, but it was like, hold on, I didn't even see it coming.
Well, I kept everyone on their toes, unlike Topper. Maybe they need me to manage the Phillies. All right,
you manage everyone else?
Yeah, well, how do you know I'm not managing Topper right now with these comments? Thank you for the call, Andrew. 215-592-9494.
Can I throw this in there?
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
I don't care anything about his streak. Don't bring.
You have to care a little.
No, I don't. Is he anywhere close to Cal Ripken?
No, he is not close to Cal Ripken.
He's close to Pete Rose's record with the Phillies.
Who cares about that? Who cares about that?
Hall of Famer.
So yes, his streak does not matter. At all.
What matters to... Okay, can I give you one counter to that? Mm-hmm. Part of being the manager of this team is to you have to manage everybody differently.
Yep.
Everybody doesn't get the same rules. And you mentioned that, you know, even when we're talking off air about
it. Sure, yeah.
So, and part of that is knowing what is important to all these guys and how you get the best out of all of them. Mm-hmm. So to me, it might not be important to Thompson, but it's important to Castellanos.
Sure.
You know, so like him hitting him this way is a pretty, I think it's even more extreme than moving, you know, Schwarber up from, you know, leadoff to, or moving, you know, Bohm down the lineup.
Good. No, good.
Yeah.
Good. Streak means a lot to one person, Casty. Guess what? Think about that the next time you mouth off to the manager in front of the team or you disrespect a teammate. In front of the rest of the team, right? Like, you, obviously the streak didn't matter that much to you because you just decided, you know what? Damn a streak. This is more important. See, it's all about him. That's selfishness. And Thompson has, what's the word I'm looking for? Placating? Enabled him with this stuff? That's because... For a month last year, in the beginning of the season, he could have set him at any moment because of the way he was playing, and he didn't.
But that was for performance, different than that. Yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying. But that's also to help the team and help you out.
But
he kept him in there because he knew how important the streak was into him and how the streak was to him. And this is how you repay me.
Yep.
This is how you repay me by disrespecting me like this. Yeah. I don't give a damn about your streak. Have a seat.
Well,
Eli's streak getting broke was nonsense.
McAdoo
should never be a head coach again for doing that.
The Eagles saw that and said, come on down, pal.
I don't even like Eli or the Giants, and I said, that was bull.
Well, and I know we do Eagles Insider of the Year, and we don't have this thing about Phillies Insiders, but let me send a little message out to the Phillies Insiders.
Uh-oh.
If you want to immediately be Phillies Insider of the Year, you will find out what Castellanos said. We need to know what he said.
Yeah. How long do we have to wait before we find out what was said?
You know what? This is proof. The fact that it hasn't come out is proof that the Phillies clubhouse is together in one aspect. Mm-hmm. Because the more dysfunctional a locker room is, the more leaks come out.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
We saw what 2020 was.
You're right. Right.
With the Eagles.
Yes. Yeah. So if there's something
that stop leaks from coming out of there.
So I think it is a credit to the Phillies that it hasn't come out. That said, I don't work for the Phillies. I work for WIP. And I am saying to you, Phillies Insider, if you want to be instantly Phillies Insider of the year, you will find out what Castellanos said. 215-592-9494.
Is that for Scoops?
Well, it's for Scoops. It's for Fritz. It's for Matt Gelb. It's for Todd Zalecki.
How this guy? What is this guy? What insider is this guy?
It's for.
I give you a lot of quality information.
Well, isn't Alex Coffey a columnist?
No, Alex Call.
Alex Call. Yeah, oh, yeah, Alex
insider,
Call.
The Woj. Yes. The Woj of WIP.
I was talking about Phillies.
The Woj of WIP.
Yeah. That's what I called him the other day. When
Lachlan
I saw him.
March. Like, all you people are covering the team every day. Get us this story. What's it used to work here? Tim Kelly?
Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly Sports. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get it done. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the big reveal of number 7 and number 6 on the official top 11 list constructed by you, the listener, and the staff. Mm. Number 7 and number 6, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.